I'm Logan.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is Automatic for the People. It's automatic. It's automatic. It's automatic. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Automatic for the People, a Mr. Robot podcast. We're smack in the middle of our season two rewatch, which I just got a tweet from somebody that said, I stopped watching mid-season two. All the soul just went out of the characters. Which, I mean,
we're like mid-season right now, and like all the soul just came into this season.
I mean, I still maintain it was a good season up to this point, but like this episode is the thing that kicks it into gear. So, I don't know. I just, maybe I'm, you know, wool over my eyes, Star Wars Last Jedi, don't see all the faults that other people see. I mean, I definitely see that it was a slower moving, less intentioned show. But, you know, the first half of season two, it's kind of about Elliot making peace with his other half.
It's funny you say slower moving, but this season has way more time jumps than last season did.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But you are right about the slower moving.
Well, it just, there's no urgency to it yet. Because everybody's kind of just biding their time. And you don't know what the...
like a chess game.
Yeah. So, well, season one, they set up the we're going to hack Evil Corp from the get-go. So that's your ticking clock. And the farther you get into the season, the more they pile on to, like, we have to do it by this time. We have to do it before they do this thing. There's all these other things that make it feel more urgent. And then you get all the personal stuff, too. But in this season, it is a chess game. I know you just said it, and we've talked about it before, but that's straight up what it is. You know, you don't watch a chess game. I mean, there's those fast-moving chess games, and that's great. But, you know, unless you've got eyes like a hawk, you have no idea what's going on. So you get to watch these people move what seems like nowhere at all. And all of them will eventually be set up exactly where they need to be for things to start really happening, you know. It's like, oh, well, if this person goes over here, then this might happen. And this person goes over there, that might happen. I don't see that. I don't think I'll ever see that. Why so many people just lost the show in season two. Because I don't get it. I think it's fantastic. I think this episode is phenomenal. Every bit of every character we get is fantastic. It's a lot of focus on Elliot and Angela, and I mean she's fierce, man. And knowing what we know now about her quote unquote dad makes that scene with him and her in the store where she's like, this was just a courtesy.
Just, isn't it great?
Yeah. So,
you kind of felt like she was an evil witch.
Yeah, and initially. I mean she is kind of, but then she's also making a play to put herself in a position to be able to try to institute some change. Of course, all that will eventually get derailed by White Rose, but I have this theory. As I was watching it, because she goes to Price and she's like, well, you know, I got you what you wanted. He's like, I specifically told you that's not what I wanted. And he plays into it and is like, okay, yeah, whatever. You know, we'll bargain. But as I'm watching it and knowing what we now know, what do they call them? Oh, God, I forgot what she called the contingencies or whatever. That they want the outside contingencies or the people to come investigate.
Well, it's to make basically sure they're on the up keep, and up. Yeah, to keep everything from happening all over again.
Right.
Great documentary I watched about Teflon on Netflix. It's called The Devil You Know. Basically, that's what she's trying to stop, what happens in that documentary. Which is, well, you know, they're not regulated. They want to be, she wants them to be regulated, but from within.
Well, that's what she thinks Price wants. And she also, I think she really did want to see her dad not have to struggle. But she also used it as a way to get herself into place to be able to, what she thinks is effect a bigger change. But I don't think Price was lying. I don't think he ever wanted that to go away. Because once that went away, White Rose was now free to do whatever she wanted. Because those right. checks and balances were going to be internal, not external. So there was always still the chance that something could happen. So I think that was slowing down whatever White Rose's plan was. And once that goes away, then Price no longer has like that little bit of a like upper hand kind of. No, so I think he's Count Dooku-ing this, or was Count Dooku-ing this. Only now it's gotten away from him, and this Sith apprentice has come in and chopped his freaking hands off. So yeah, I was watching it, going like, I don't think he's lying. I don't think that is what he wanted. And our theory was that the reason those outside sources could not investigate was because it wasn't that they would find no regulations on whatever it is they were dumping. It's that they would wind up finding something like we can't even fathom, you know, a small Hadron Collider, a teeny tiny door to an alternate universe. Who knows? You know, whatever it is. So, anyway, that's just a theory I came up with as I was watching the episode.
Yeah, that's some Stranger Things stuff right there.
And Leon makes himself, like, this episode makes any doubts you had about his character, for me anyway, like, it just solidifies him as one of...
Yeah, I thought the scene was great, and it was a kind of great when it happened. I was like, "Oh my God, it's Leon the Professional!" And I still, I'm gonna always wonder if that his name being Leon is a nod to
Luc Besson.
Yeah, or that movie in general, because yeah. Luc Besson has had some stinkers, so. I'll acknowledge that.
I mean, he's really only had the one good movie, but okay.
I love you, Luke.
Yeah, and you know the therapy conversation at the end. Just where do you?
Hey, that answer. Did that not call you back to when I said, weren't they in the office? So that answered that question.
Yeah.
He thought he was in her office. And I mean, that's one of the great... I think that's better than when you find out Mr. Robot is his dad, you know, or dead, either or. I think it's way better when it happens this season than in season one.
I mean, it's pretty great. I loved it. I'd forgotten about the way they reveal everything. It's great camera work. It's obvious, you know, of course, that's the way you do that. It's not, they didn't reinvent the wheel for it, but it still works so well.
I don't think it would have worked any other way, honestly.
No.
And other than just everything's all black and white, all of us. Well, not black and white, but you know, everything's just out in public. But yeah, the reveal made it nice, and there's no other way to do that.
I had forgotten that Ray says, and I mean, I don't think there's any reason not to take him at his word, that he never knew what was on the site. That he had made an agreement with his wife to not monitor anything, to just let the traffic market be what
dictate
it is.
Itself, yeah. Basically. And I totally didn't remember that. And I mean, I'm gonna take him at his word because he gave himself up pretty much, because he knew exactly what was gonna happen.
And up until they beat the crap out of Elliot, you know he's dangerous, but you still don't necessarily believe he's a bad man. And he was into bad things, but that kind of proves that point where he's not happy about it, but he is very much okay with the fact that Elliot set him up. He's like, you know, we both knew what you were going to do. And he kind of, he not even kind of, he let it happen so that he could, I guess, free himself of the burden of having to turn himself in, knowing that he was never going to do that.
There's a thing that Leon mentions to Elliot, and he tells Elliot, like, be careful, you're under a Damocles sword or something like that.
Yeah, Damocles, yeah.
Damocles. Did you look that up? You know what that is?
I mean, I've heard it before, but I didn't look it up to...
It's the story of, like, a king and a jester, basically. And the jester comes in and he's like, you're so great, and how great would it be to be you, and... So basically the king says, you want to know how great it is to be me? And he gives him the throne and he lavishes him with food and gifts and women. All the while there was a blade hanging over the top of his head. Basically saying, one wrong move, one wrong friend, your head gets chopped off.
Right.
So how great is it to be me? And that's kind of what Ray was dealing with. He wanted the money and everything that came with it. But what price were you willing to pay?
Yeah. You know, ignorance is bliss. You know, you have to carry the guilt around with you when you know how you got it. So,
I mean, it's like that in business every day, man.
Yeah.
If you take home feeling
plausible
bad because
deniability.
Yeah, if you, as long as you don't know they got, you know, a wife and seven kids when you have to fire them, then you don't feel so bad.
But yeah, I mean, it's a great episode for it. Closes one chapter and then starts another one. I don't know how much better you could have hoped for an episode like this, you know?
No, I thought it was great. It started off super great, where Elliot is talking basically to Mr. Robot, telling him, you know, I acknowledge you. I'm going to, you know, let's try to work on this relationship is basically what he's telling them. And he talks about a handshake between you and a stranger can, you know, lock in that bond, and how that's the same thing between a server and a, what did he call it? Basically a host.
Yeah, the
now it's gonna drive me crazy. I want to know what he called it.
Well, and to me, that's the whole thrust of the first half of season two, is that he now knows that there's this other entity that works, was working against him to a degree, and he has to. It's all about him coming to terms with all of that and finding a place where they can be, where they can coexist and be together and, you know, kind of move forward. You know, it's the aftermath of season one.
Yeah, he says a client and a server. And yeah, you're right. That's exactly basically what this episode is about. Is you've got your server, which is, I assume, Elliot, and Mr. Robot being the client. The server basically, well, no, I guess Elliot would be the client, and Mr. Robot would be the server, because the server is what broadcasts everything. I don't know, you pick. That's up in the air for me now.
Well, The real kicker about all of that is Mr. Robot is still lying to him. Like, he tells him that they killed Tyrell. And that's a lie. We know that's a lie.
Well, he tells him he shot him. He doesn't tell him he killed him.
Well, yeah, that you're right. That, see, you're picking... That's... You're not picking, nitpicking. That's the show. That's the
Obi-Wan Luke Skywalker
point of view. Yes, and it's like, well, he didn't lie to him. Darth Vader did kill his dad. Like, they're the same person. Yeah, that's a Kenobi Skywalker thing.
So, well, I mean, Elliot also told us he wasn't going to lie to us anymore after the jail. So let's see how that turns out.
I mean, obviously, I don't remember everything about season
two. I can't think of another time he's lied to us. But like I said, let's see how that turns out.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, good stuff with Angela. Darlene's not in it much, although she does. I still don't think she knew about the stuff with her boyfriend and Angela and the
definitely CD. Acts like she did, though.
And, well, I think she found out and was like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever. But maybe she did know. We kind of debated that when they met each other on a previous episode.
What about Dom being on to Angela from the jump?
I mean, just Dom ain't missing no beats, man. Like, she's on the ball. You know, if they just listened to her, they'd have cracked the case long ago. So,
what? Well, I mean, that's just a. She can't walk in and be in charge, and that's the world she lives in. Yeah. So, and nobody's going to put her in charge.
Her and those lollipops, which it's got to be a nod to Telly Savalas, man.
Yeah, I never watched Kojak that much, but so I don't know the, what would you call it? You know, the actions of, you know, how he goes about doing things.
I've seen enough episodes that it feels very Kojak-like. But I mean, he was always the smartest
mannerisms. Guy in the room. That's yeah. what I'm trying to come up with.
He was always the smartest guy in the room who you didn't think was the smartest guy in the room. So.
And that's the best way to be the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah.
Two steps ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, she's great. You know, she when she walks out of that FBI room or whatever it is, and the guy's like, "Where are you going?" She's like, "It's the 4th of July. I'm going to find a barbecue to be miserable
at." Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, she's great. Joanna, like all that stuff with her and her bartender boyfriend. That's all pretty good.
I like the cut scene with the bull's testicles falling through the roof of that was pretty good.
Yeah, to crack me up.
Is that like public domain or something?
What, C-SPAN footage?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know so what's they funny?
Have, what?
Parliament footage in the UK cannot be shown. It can be shown anywhere else because obviously their laws don't apply to other countries, but you cannot show footage of what happens inside Parliament in England.
That's crazy.
So like on Last Week Tonight, John Oliver's HBO show, when they cover stuff in Great Britain and show footage of Parliament, they have to put footage of other things in there because they can't show the Parliament footage. And he'll call it out too. He'll say, for those of you watching in London or wherever, this is what you're going to see. But those in America, here's the parliamentary footage.
I've been watching Community on Hulu.
Yeah.
And that's him, right? The future friend of Jeff's.
Yeah, he's funny. I like him. But yeah, C-SPAN footage is public domain, to my knowledge.
Well, I mean, I didn't figure how else they could have done that. And
yeah,
I mean, that was definitely live, like C-SPAN footage, right? I mean, I'm not just crazy.
I mean, unless they recreated the where were they at? The house or?
I mean, my edit looked like the testicles dropping through the ceiling was totally edited into what was going on.
Yeah, but it still looks pretty good.
I mean, no, yeah, it looks good, but it looked fake at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I know you don't watch Arrested Development, but I just finished the latest season that Netflix put up, and oh my god, the show got so bad. But this dude has George Mitch Hurwitz has George Lucas his own television show. Like, there's so much editing and overdubbing. It looks and sounds awful. Like, you can hear the drops and raises and levels of their voices. And sometimes the music will be so loud to cover it up. It's just annoying. And I was just like, how did he let himself fall to this? How is this once brilliant show? Not like Family Guy, where it's like, yeah, it was a good show. But brilliant show. Fallen to, like, just such crappy voiceover dubbing. I mean, it was there in the original seasons as well, but nowhere near as bad. So occasionally they would have to go back in and dub in a more appropriate joke or something like that. Usually with David Cross, because he would have 27 ad-lib different is, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, we can't say that. So they submit the show and somebody would say, well, you need to take that out. And they just have him go in and dub in another line. But it was never as bad. And the cast was not always together. So they do the editing technique where it's over the shoulder. So you're looking at the back of somebody's head. And then somebody's looking at the camera like they're talking to them.
Right,
and it's right. So obvious that it's not the same two people every time they cut back and forth. It's so bad. So anyway, all that's beside the point. You brought up that looking fake, and it looks better than any of that stuff in Arrested Development. Granted, it's one scene and it's like 5 seconds long, but still. Overall, really good episode. And I don't know if we've talked about this, but they are filming right now for season 4.
Yeah, there's some photos leaked, I think.
Yeah. Which brings me to some news that you don't know. And it's completely unexpected. But
you don't know what I know.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
I mean, unless they told you. It came out of the blue, and I wanted to say no just because, but I also felt like it was something I couldn't say no to. A friend of ours paid for a weekend trip to New York City for him, his wife, and his daughter, who's in a drama club at school. They were going to go see some plays with the school and spend the weekend in New York. She then proceeded to fail her drama class. So she can't go to New York. So him and his wife are still going. And he sent me a message the day before yesterday that said, hey, do you want to come to New York City with us? All you have to do is buy your own food and souvenirs and crap like that.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I wanted to tell him no. I want to be like, well, me and Ryan kind of got plans to eventually go to New York. But I also feel like...
I mean, I would go.
I'm never... Like, on this trip, I'm not going to be like, hey, I'm going to go find the Mr. Robot stoop or something. Unless it's really close to wherever the hell it is we're staying. But I am going to try to find something Mr. Robot related that they filmed. I don't know where all we're going to go. I don't know anything at this point. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, come back late Sunday night, I think. So I took off Monday too. So I'll only be there for like 2.5 days. So I won't have a ton of time, but I felt like I couldn't say no either.
I wouldn't say no.
I mean, when are you going to get a most expenses paid trip to New York City, including they're not driving, they're flying, obviously. So I've never flown in a plane before, so I'm going to get to fly in a plane.
I mean, take some stuff before you get in the plane.
I mean, it's a flight from Atlanta to New York. I assume it's not that long. So
no, but it's pretty rough. Like, take some
Dramamine.
Or put a patch. No, the patch worked for the boat. I took Dramamine for the plane.
So, if they are still filming in 5 weeks or so, which I'm assuming they might be, I am going to try to find out where the hell they're filming. So
that would be cool.
Nothing might ever come of it. I might, you know, I don't know. But I'm going to try to find out. So
you told me you were going to tell me something that I didn't know. So, of course, I hit Google and pulled my feed up. So I got to tell you this. Roseanne is now blaming Sarah Gilbert for destroying her show and her life.
Well, it just got renewed for season two. And it was good. This
Did
season.
Did she think it was going to fail?
Oh, yeah. The show was going to fail without her. So, it was better without her. And, hey, I don't think we haven't recorded since this happened. James Gunn, back for Guardians.
Yeah. And probably got his own Star Wars trilogy to boot.
Nah, that's not happening.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Lots and lots of news.
Yeah, no Mr. Robot news, really, other than they're filming.
Yeah, which if they're filming now means end of the year, probably for the premiere.
I was hoping for like November.
Well, I mean, that's
the end of the year. Yeah. But I'm hoping like November and they get them all out by the end of the year.
Well, I'd have to start in October then. Because it's going to be 10 episodes.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Unless they do like a double episode.
Yeah, that's true. It could be October. Yeah. Last week of October or something. You never know. Yeah. But yeah, it's going to be cool to go to New York. I'll get the go to New York jitters out of the way. That way, when the show's over, because there's no way we're going this year, me and you, maybe fingers crossed next year, can take a trip up there, go see a bunch of the locations, take some pictures. You know,
eat people some think food.
People will think we're stupid because we're taking pictures of, you know, us in front of things that don't matter at all.
Well, you know, that's funny because I don't think we'll be the first people that have ever been in New York doing that. So.
Probably not.
Wasn't there like some good TV shows in New York, like Friends or
yeah,
something stupid like that?
I don't think it's filmed in New York, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no. Friends was on, like, a set in Los Angeles. They filmed, pickup shots in New York, but nothing. That was all, like, the establishing shots of the city and stuff. And now most of that was probably stock footage. So.
I thought that coffee shop was a real coffee shop.
I mean, it might be. But it was a real coffee shop made to look like the coffee shop. So, like, Cheers really exists in Boston, but they didn't film it there. So, I want there have to be other shows filmed in NYC, not set in New York City. I swear. Most of the shows filmed. There we go.
That's what happens when you can pay for things to go right to the top of Google.
Yep. 30 Rock, which is filmed at 30 Rock.
Good show.
Yeah. A lot of the soap operas are filmed there, but they have sets there.
I would imagine there would be like a giant tower, and it would be like the soap opera tower. And each, three floors were.
Yeah, well, I think for NBC, it's all in 30 Rock. Like, that's their studios. Boardwalk Empire was filmed in Brooklyn. Bored to Death, which was a good show, was filmed on primarily on location there. Blue Bloods is filmed on location there. Car 54, Where Are You? The Defenders. which I would, other than like, oh, hey, it's a New York landmark, I wouldn't recognize anything.
It was Third Watch filmed there?
I haven't got that far. Let's see. The Goldbergs? Oh, not that Goldbergs. I was like, no, it's not even set in New York. Why would it
be? It's like the 50s Goldbergs. Yeah. Right? That's the other Goldbergs.
Let's see. Oh, man. Last Week Tonight films there. If they're filming, I would love to go. Third Watch. Yep, Third Watch.
See? Shot we could do a Mr. Robot Third Watch kind of thing.
That's
funny. I know I talk a lot of trash about a lot of other shows, but those might be two of my most favorite TV shows ever of all time. Might be in the top two.
And they both, at one point or another, feature, what's his face?
Oh, he's in Third Watch, like every bit of Third Watch. Oh,
okay.
I think it was Eddie Cibrian that left Third Watch. Which he's not in every bit of Mr. Robot, so.
No. Yeah. I was going to text you when he asked me about it. I was like, it'll be more fun to talk about on the podcast. So,
no, yeah, that's super cool.
Yeah.
Now I want to watch Third Watch and make you go to my, like, figure out what's my favorite scene in all of, which I don't have all of Third Watch anymore, so I can't watch it.
Anyway, you started American Gods. We're not going to get into it, but get a yes or a no on we'll talk about it. Should I even bother?
I mean, I'm only two episodes in, man.
Well, they've only had two episodes.
Liv Schreiber's brother and the dead girl. Totally worth it.
Okay. So we'll probably... And
Orlando Jones. Yeah. Is that his name? Orlando Jones? Yeah.
So by the time we get wrapped up with season two of Mr. Robot, I think they'll be on like their fourth episode. So that'll give us time to do like two episodes at a time, since I think it's only going to be 10 episodes or maybe 8 episodes.
I think I saw it was like 8.
Let's see. Also, Happy starts back up in 5 days, and I'm happy about that.
I just got a text from a number I don't have a text from that says, hey, my mom wants to know what city you live in to book a hotel. Okay, well.
Yeah, it's eight episodes. So, yeah, they'll be at least halfway through. So we could, by the time we get podcasting, we'll be playing catch up, but still. I don't have a problem with that because it
was give me a chance to rewatch them.
So. And it was a show we were adamant we just were not going to talk about anyway. So, and then the trailers came out and I was like, damn it. It looks good. And then we'll do our season three rewatch after that. And then by then we might have... We might have Legion by then. We might have Preacher by then. We don't know. So.
There's definitely more definition to the story. You get more of kind of where they're going with this. And more sense of who the old gods and the new gods are.
Yeah.
So there's a little more base to it. But, I think the story and idea is still better than what they're executing it.
The book is phenomenal. Unfortunately,
I think it's a great idea.
Is lead character of the book is the least interesting part, and the lead character of the show for me was also the least interesting part. Yeah, nothing against the actor. Just the character was, I had no interest in him. So,
well, I mean, the idea of the old gods being things like, you know, like Thor, obviously, and Odin, or, you know, god of whatevers. And then you got the new gods where, you know, you got these technological gods. I think it's a great idea. I just don't think they're pulling it off as well as they could.
Yeah. It's really a modern kind of reimagining of the Titans. Because that was the whole thing about the Titans. The Titans myth was that the children of these gods kind of decided to overthrow their parents, you know. So anyway, it looked interesting. So it'll literally be four episodes of us talking about, maybe five episodes of us talking about American Gods. So, you know, it won't be that bad. It gives us something to break up the Mr. Robot talk.
Did you hear my thing about the text?
Yeah.
Do you know who it was that texted me?
Yeah, sure.
It was our little brother. wrong person. I'm Avi. I meant to send this to Logan.
I swear. He's such a goofball.
That's what I just sent him, Goofy.
And they know where I live. They used to live here.
Oh, goodness. Oh, don't make me cry from laughing.
Oh. Yeah, apparently for spring break, they want to come up here.
Oh, that's cool.
For a couple of days. So what I might wind up doing is, if they're coming up here, this could all be saved for afterwards, but riding back down there with them, getting that car and coming back.
Oh, that'd be cool. That'd probably be the best thing to do.
Yeah. So, I mean, it'd be
uncomfortable. I wonder if I could bribe them to take Casey with them. She wants to come see you. Well, she wouldn't be able to come
back. We won't be able to all be able to get in their car.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because they got the little car.
Okay, I'm not going to mention it. Do not mention
it. When is her spring break?
Same time.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Depending on where they're going. Yeah. We could rent a hotel right with them. Maybe we can get a multi-room discount.
I don't know why they want to stay here. I'm 30 minutes away from Chattanooga now.
I might call him tomorrow.
See if y'all can figure something out.
Well, if Jamie's off Wednesday and Thursday, and they're going Wednesday and Thursday.
I mean, I don't know if they'd be going Wednesday and Thursday.
I'll ask.
So.
Yeah, I know.
If y'all aren't coming up on the weekend, then I'm kind of.
All right, Jamie's already booked for the weekend, so.
All that's not a personal crap that didn't need to be aired on the podcast, but whatever. So yeah,
I thought it was just hilarious. Oh, wrong person.
Wrong brother.
For so the 250th time in his life.
Yeah. Tweet us at Mr. Robot Podcast. Follow us at Mr. Robot Podcast on Twitter. Tweet us at Mr. Robot Podcast. Email us MrRobotPodcast@gmail.com. Avi's got my head all messed up. Go check out all the other stuff we do over at xwingfiles.com, especially since I just spent an arm and a freaking leg renewing the website. So go do all that. We'll be back in a couple of days talking about the next episode. We got to message Jess and be like, hey, Are you going to be able to get caught up to talk about the finale?
I'm going to say all bets are off on that.
Yeah, because...
She was fully engulfed in Constantine there for a good minute, so...
I'm proud of her, though.
Yeah, and I hope she became a fan, because that show's going to need it. I'd hate to see it get canceled again.
Yeah. It's going on the DC streaming app, though, isn't it?
Oh, I didn't see where it was going. CW.
Oh, you know, Supernatural announced that they were done with their show after next season, too. 15 years.
I knew it'd been on a while. I've never watched it, so.
It's got its ups and downs. I mean, it's a good show. It's just got its ups and downs. So, like any show, you've been on 15 years, man. That's insane.
It's a little much for a...
That's over 300 episodes. Which I think they did their 300th episode this year, but I might be wrong.
Well, it's a primetime soap opera that's been on for 15 years. That's got to be a heck of an accomplishment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't think of any... Well, A, no show on a network like the CW has run for 15 years. None. That's... It's just not happening. Never will happen. You know, Smallville had 10 years. You'd think that's about as good as it gets.
What, Arrow's 7 or 8 going to be?
8.
7 or 8.
It'll be 8. I think that vampire show was on for like 9 years.
I always confuse them because there was one on HBO too. So.
Yeah, not True Blood.
Is it Vampire Diaries or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. So, let's see. Yeah, The 100 was on for 6 seasons. What's the program's former programming? I'm looking for long-term shows. And there aren't a lot.
Freeform had a couple. I don't know how long.
There was a Melrose Place remake.
Yeah, and it came out shortly after the 90210 reboot.
Oh. Did not know.
Didn't last very long.
Yeah, I mean, dude, there's not a lot of shows here. Like, Smallville technically was only on for 5 years because it was the WB before that. But, like, yeah, Vampire Diaries was on for not like 9 years. So.
I mean, Smallville had 10 seasons, dude.
Yeah.
It's not their fault, the network.
No, I'm saying that. A network like this that doesn't have shows that get more than like 1 million viewers, it's rare for a show to run more than 5 years. So yeah, 15, that's an accomplishment right there. So, I mean, good on them. Yeah. They're freeing up space for 2 new shows next year, or to be able to expand other shows. So maybe Constantine's taking one of their spots. I guess we'll see. Anyway, go do all that. We'll be back in a few days with another exciting episode of the other crap we watch besides Mr. Robot.
Dun, dun, dun.
Here's a little ghost for the offering. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Andy Kaufman's gone wrestling. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one?